Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. An urgency, an invitation. 251 years ago today, the Continental Congress enacted the first institution of our country, which came to be known as the U.S. Army. Washington appointed commander, urgency, militia of farmers and shopkeepers in April involved in a shot heard around the world at Lexington and Concord. The invitation went out for soldiers. Plenty of reasons, excuses not to pick up arms and fight. You know, only 40% of the colonists were patriots. So the rest were neutral, pacifist, or loyalist. 1,000 men came forward. And this army will grow and bring us to celebrate 250 years this July 4th, Declaration of Independence, even as the Revolutionary War will go on for 5 more years until Yorktown. You know, a small group of men left their fields, their yoke of oxen, their wives, to join a cause worthy of sacrifice, even their life. And this is repeated many times over in our country for the freedoms we now enjoy. So Jesus gives a parable today about urgency, an invitation of eternal matters. A man said, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." And then the parable. But it's a rebuke to that even. The urgency invitation is not in the future, will eat, but the bread of life, the kingdom of God, now, in the person of Jesus before them, that they refuse to recognize. That the parable, that so many reject him then as now. Plenty of excuses. That blessed is he who hears the word of God now. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven now. Blessed is he who recognizes in Mary's son the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world now. Blessed are you who eat bread in the kingdom of God now from this altar. The kingdom of God intimately in Scripture tied to the messianic banquet celebration that's given in the Lord's Supper. And so they say, well, my excuses are the land, oxen, wife. They're absurd excuses. But are any of our excuses not to attend to the things of God any better? Why don't we do more in the kingdom? Serve more, give more, love more? Why don't we seem to have much time for Bible study, devotions, prayer? But we can get to those things later. And certainly God always understands our excuses. Or does he? In the parable, he's angry, brings judgment. Repent. An urgency, an invitation. But for how long? You have a duty in your household, to your loved ones, family, friends, neighbors. Teach the faith. Confess to others. Encourage them. Pray for them. Don't give up. Don't give up on anyone. Invite them that they too may feast in the kingdom of God, for the invitation will come to an end. And outside of the banquet is only judgment and hell. So an urgency and an invitation. Make no excuses. The Lord invites the dregs of society. Bring in the poor and the crippled and the blind and the lame, the likes of us. I mean, if not physically, just as much true regarding your faith. We are poor, pathetic in the eyes of the world, poor, robbed of our joy, our strength, and the struggles against the devil in the world. And crippled to take action according to God's word. We are blind to see the things of God by faith. Blind, how often we're blind to the needs of others. Lame in motivation for good works, to serve others. May God help us. And learn this, we are beggars. Those who cannot help themselves, not satisfied with their own righteousness, will find mercy. The banquet is given in grace. For you, and there's nothing to offer, no worthiness, nothing to give in return. That the death of Jesus' resurrection covers your sins, and you come into the banquet as beggars and be seated as kings. There is still room, they said. That refers even to you. An urgency and an invitation. There's no war within you that Jesus cannot end with his peace. There's no wound in your soul so deep that he cannot heal it with his love. Your life may be filled with chaos and failure, and whether you're beaten down, worn out, feel defeated, despaired, loneliness, come and receive the kingdom now to restore you, feed you, strengthen you. What comfort that no man or evil can take this kingdom, this banquet feasting from you. This kingdom, this great banquet. Embrace the urgency, invitation to join a cause worthy of sacrifice, even your own life, for yours is a life that cannot die. Feast now from this altar the bread of immortality. Blessed are you to eat the bread of life and have the kingdom. Come, for everything is ready now. Be filled in him. In the name of Jesus, amen.